AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House is close to holding a final vote on President Biden's $1.85 trillion measure addressing everything from early childhood education to climate change. During the debate this evening, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the measure will cut taxes and spur the economy.
The Build Back Better Act would provide a tax cut, contrary to the rhetoric I've heard on the other side of the aisle, to 80% of American households next year. Not only that, but it will raise revenue, according to the Treasury Department, and outside analysis.
House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy denounces the measure, calling it the nation's largest single spending bill.
Never in American history has so much been spent at one time.
If passed by the House, it will be sent to the evenly divided Senate. In Brunswick, Georgia, Travis McMichael, during cross-examination, said he thought Ahmaud Arbery was acting funny on the day he shot and killed the 25-year-old black man in his neighborhood.
The way that he, his facial expressions when I first pulled up, you know, the anger and then not speaking.
McMichael says Arbery did not threaten him as he was running away from him in his pickup truck. He also testified that he thought Arbery was a burglar. McMichael again stating that Arbery forced him to make a split-second life-or-death decision by attacking him and grabbing his shotgun. The defense has rested its case after calling McMichael and six other witnesses. The judge has set closing arguments for Monday. California Angel two-way pitcher outfielder Shohei Ohtani's two-way season was so incredible, MVP voters filled out the top of their ballots only one way. He was the unanimous winner of the American League MVP award for the hitting and pitching display not seen since Babe Ruth. Philadelphia Philly Bryce Harper earned the National League MVP honor for the second time. This is AP News. Two men convicted in the assassination of Malcolm X have been cleared. Jackie Quinn has more.
Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. declared that Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam did not get a fair trial in 1966 because evidence that would have cleared them was deliberately withheld.
On orders from Director J. Edgar Hoover himself, the FBI ordered multiple witnesses not to tell police or prosecutors that they were, in fact, FBI informants.
The judge granted the request.
The judgments of conviction be vacated.
Muhammad Aziz, who was paroled with his co-defendant in the 80s, hopes the criminal justice system that unfairly put him in jail makes restitution.
I hope the same system that was responsible for this travesty of justice also takes responsibility.
He cites racism behind his prosecution and conviction. Co-defendant Khalil Islam died in 2009. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.